What happens when you type in black people on YouTube? I tried to go find some content. I really did. What's gonna come of this, y'all? We in trouble. We in trouble. And you said, what you talking about? Winter time come? I ain't talking about no blizzards, boy. We in trouble. Oh, my. This particular video, just this one, because it's posted up so many different times, this one has been seen over, this one has 64,228 hits. There's another posted up by another person, by Design Mommy, that has 1,462,807 hits. Yes, sirree. That was Miss Peaches and Friday Chicken. And it appears that Miss Peaches also has another song on here. My, titled Ghetto Barbecue. You know, I went on here to try to find some serious good content for a podcast that carries the proud name of AfricanAmericanPodcast.com. I wanted to do right by that name. I don't believe that that name should always have buffoonery. I think that that name should sometimes cover important issues that are going on. I need some help. I need some help. I'm asking for your help, please. Every episode can't be called Friday Chicken. If you got some content, you want to do an episode, you got something you need to say, please, I want to hear. I don't want to hear ghetto barbecue. I don't want to come on YouTube and type in black folks, black people specifically. Now they got a school bus with spinners on it. Ghetto barbecue. Can somebody please help me? I need some help with AfricanAmericanPodcast.com. I can't take this all on by myself. Do you know the pressure that comes with owning AfricanAmericanPodcast.com? People expect things from that. And they don't expect, well, some people do expect it to be ghetto school bus, ghetto barbecue, fried that chicken by Miss Peaches. But other people would come to this AfricanAmericanPodcast.com website and expect to learn something, expect to hear what's going on in Black America. What is going on in Black America right now? We got athletes taking steroids, having to go back and, you know, you got what, Marion Jones, admitted that she's used steroids. Chick won 3 gold medals, and I said you need to give them all back, because I know if I was the runner-up, next winner up for bids, I know it's supposed to be next item, but if I was the next winner up for bids, like the Price is Right, and I got a silver, I want my gold medal, and you owe me some money, because I didn't get to be on the cover of the Wheaties box. Now, if somebody got something to say, I need to hear. You wrote me and said that you was doing a podcast. I went and listened, but the whole podcast didn't play. It only played some of it. You know, I got some space. I can put you up. I can put you up in a room for about a week. You got something, I will put you up for a week. You got free room and board at AfricanAmericanPodcast.com for 1 week. We can't keep doing, oh, it's another one called Miss Peaches in the Tub. Where is the pertinent content here? You know, I'm about to put up an episode of NPR, African American Roundtable Podcast. That podcast come out every day, and it discuss everything you need to know about what's going on in Black America. NPR, African American Roundtable. Miss Peaches in the Tub is just such buffoonery, and it is so popular. And it's washing my booty. Oh. And you know what's really sad is that you give us a good beat and we dance to anything. I started kind of liking that fried chicken song. Oh, honey, 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 honey. I could do an episode on just the comments. You know, one day I'm just going to read the comments on YouTube and don't turn it up loud. Go get you some earbuds that go in your ear. And you will have to listen to this yourself or around some more, adult people. Because if I read the comments on YouTube that come along with videos like Fry That Chicken, and then you play it out loud at work, it will be your last day at work. Yes, it will. The comments are so racist, and I'm not gonna play them right. I should read them right now. Are you ready for me to read them right now? Can you reach the radio if you at work? Can you reach the radio and cut it down or cut your ear, you know? I don't know if I wanted to go into the comments. I have a video up on my page, and if you just double click on a video, it will take you to YouTube and you will be able to read the racist comments. Well, for one, the videos are so, you know, when you like them pigs, they eat watermelon and it has flies on it. And there's a man dressed in a chicken outfit. It's a bunch of black people. Looks like, do the cornbread. Now they're doing a dance called Do the Cornbread. Now they're doing a dance called a collard green. And they have on wigs. Do the hog mog. Do the hog mog. Oh my gosh. And they have on afros and wigs and, wow, there's the man with the chicken. They said, he said they call him Chicken Head. He's wearing a big yellow chicken, costume. I'm gonna scroll to the comments now. If you're in a position where you can get in trouble, be careful, cause I'm about to read some comments right now. Laylam, 10 hours ago, said, thank you, God, thank you so much for not making me black. Thank you. Let's see here. T-Matt, 5 days ago, wrote, I'm not editing this out, wrote, I honestly think these are the funniest videos ever created. I can't think of anything funnier than these vids. Miss Thang 9393 1 week ago said, I effing love Miss Peaches. Her shite be funny. Laugh out loud. And I love that fucking chicken and Uncle Shawty. Laugh out loud. His Shawty for real wrote, where you from? I'm from the country, man, with two N's on that. Day Day 1970 said, does anyone know where you can download this song? Audio Axis asked, or he said, Chicken Head is my nig. Pop 23 said, true, laugh out loud. Shorty Blackwell said, Uncle Shorty is the best part of these videos. It's very country. It's very slavish. There's black people, there's cornbread with flies on it. Images of collard greens, black people in overalls, which I have on overalls myself right now. It's very slavey. Black guy. Candy yams with flies. This looks like a video that the KKK would put out. That they would definitely play this video at their rallies. But it's all black people. It's all black people looking so stupid with wigs on. There's a little kid there, Flavor, looking like Flavor Flav. It's a midget, I think. Look like Flavor Flav, and he is destroying the watermelon. All these little kids have on these crazy wigs. This has to be, this, let's just say it like this. This cannot be made by a black person. These people have to have been paid by some outside organizations. Miss Peaches featuring Chicken Head, album from the country. They are now riding on the tractor, all the little kids with afros, and there's a guy missing his teeth. This is incredible. I ain't never heard of Miss Peaches before. It looks like they were doing a casting call for a new movie called Miss Peaches in the Hood. Miss Peaches has a lot of stuff. This, there's something behind this. I'm telling you right now, just like Lady Raptastic. Where Lady Raptastic, the black podcast, that you see a black girl that looks like Biggie with a wig on, but it's really not a black person. This is basically what this looked like. Some straight up fake buffoonery. Okay. Miss Peaches, you hear me? With a mint green wig on, a lady that is extremely bow-legged. Is she really that bow-legged? Well, it's a man with a wig on, I guess. Just like I said, just like the Lady Raptastic podcast that I used to listen to a little bit back in the day. Where's a non-black person putting on a black, you know, character. But can black people play white people? Could I do a white character? I could. We comedians do it all the time. No harm in that, right? This right here is black people. Little black kids, little black people. I guess they just want to be in the video. They look so stupid. They look so stupid. And like I said, the Fry That Chicken song is very catchy. They doing a casting call. They got the number for the song called Preachers, a movie called Preachers in the Hood. Peaches in the Tub. Let's see. From the Country. Miss Peaches riding her ghetto car. You hear me? Let's see. What else? Miss Peaches selling wigs off her ghetto barbecue bus. What in the world is going on? Oh my gosh. Okay. My 62-year-old grandma rapping to Miss Peaches in the tub. Look like Miss Peaches is really, a phenomenon here. I can kind of see why Dave Chappelle quit. Ooh. Miss Peaches getting her nails done. The real slim Santa. Wow. And I'm just making Miss Peaches more famous. You know, we all like to laugh at times. Let's see, a white 62-year-old grandmama doing Miss Peaches. Okay. Wow.
In the tub, playing with the bones.
Washing my booty. You hear me? Bobby in the tub, playing with my bones.
This is an old white lady singing Miss Peaches. She says she's washing her booty in the tub. I need to just go ahead and end this show with a Negro spiritual. Let me type in Negro spiritual. Goodness great. Can somebody help me even out? Can we get, you know, some intelligent conversation going on? I love to laugh. You know, I subscribe to Sirius Satellite Radio because I listen to Howard Stern. I want to laugh, stupid, whatever, you know, crazy, raunchy, you know, but at the same time, I also balance it out because I subscribe to XM, and from 6 to 10 in the morning, I listen to Joe Madison, the Black Eagle, who led all those marches at the Sudanese embassy, organized rallies so that the U.S. government could declare genocide in Sudan. We all went over to the White House and laid down on the lawn when we had that die-in. So, you know, I go both ways, and I don't mean that sexually. You know, I like to laugh. You know, I found this Friday chicken to be a funny song. But at the same time, you know, it's like I got the Howard Stern side of me, and then I got the Oprah side of me, and they kind of clash. Oh, he also has my 62-year-old grandma rapping to Friday Chicken. And she actually has a chicken.
Fry that chicken. Fry that chicken. Fry that chicken. You gone?
Okay, yeah.
Fry that chicken.
How many views does she have on this?
You hear me?
27,000. Let's see what they said 5 hours ago. B. Jowers HC said, Granny has got some serious skills. I'll bet that no, only can she fry that chicken like Miss Peaches, but she can make some thugged out cornbread too. Go grandma, somebody else said. Let's see. Okay. Let's go granny. All right. Okay. Fry that chicken. A rather catchy. It's very popular. Wow. This is my first time hearing it, but then I only just heard the song Umbrella for the first time last week. I don't listen to the local radio. I'm so sorry. I had it on my iPod, the video. I downloaded it from YouTube. I had it on there forever because it had so many hits. I was like, what's up with this song? And I guess it was just the video. So I finally listened to the whole song. Matter of fact, this week for the first time, I had never heard the whole song on Umbrella, which I could have done without hearing it. It was a waste. Oh, great. Miss Peaches is very famous. Okay, we have grown black women. There goes some white women eating. Everybody's reenacting the video. They made their own version. With the wig on, she laying on the car. Black woman appeared to be maybe about 43. She out at the picnic table. She dancing on the hood of the car, in front of the car, with fried chicken sitting on the hood of the car. Okay. Oh, they got a white girl eating the chicken. Okay. I guess it's just all fun, you know. I guess it's just all fun. But when you go to YouTube and you read the comments, you kind of see the reality of it. You see the reality of it. Uh-huh. When you read the racist comments. See, they having this one right here. Somebody said, how is this anywhere offensive? And then somebody said, this was funnier and probably done with good intentions, but it's still just as offensive as the original. Sorry, guys. Go ahead. That's what somebody said. How you gonna fry that? It really, it's already done, cuz. Then somebody said, this was just wrong on too many levels. Oh my God. And I thought the original was crazy. Anthony from the Dead said, needs more black people. See? See, you sit here and laugh at it. Cut this down if your boss standing over you. Choco Gray wrote, cooning for your white friends, you've been hoodwinked. And Shawanda 16 said, laugh out loud, you ain't lying. And Endo Rider said, cooking with a mop on your head isn't right. You know? Hey, that's, I'm gonna take you out of here. I think that you probably love being ghetto. Obviously, you clicked on this episode. We're gonna go over here to the one that has 1.4 million views. I'm gonna take you out of here with your favorite song, cause you ghetto. And to prove that you aren't ghetto, send in some freaking audio. Upload it. Send me the link. Show me that you smarter than this. Anybody. I don't care what color you is. You went to school, black people, you know somebody black. Send in some content for AfricanAmericanPodcast.com. I'm hurting here. Number buffoonery. Trouble. You still listening.
Now where my hot sauce?
How can we combat this? Maybe I can just read a book on the show. Which book should I read? The Clarence Thomas book? Well, how can we balance this out? The good images that we have of ourselves versus the bad images that are being perpetuated. This is so stupid. These wigs, these afros, these bright colored glasses, the overalls, the whole little slavish stuff. But the song is catchy and you know we love a beat. And Southern rap is real hot right now. And don't y'all like a good piece of chicken? I never liked watermelon. I really haven't. I've never liked watermelon. I don't like the flavor. I don't like cottage cheese. I don't like cucumbers. Never ate chitlins. But we gonna fry that chicken. Popeyes has the best biscuits, don't they? I like the wings. You like the wings from the Chinese restaurant? Did you see that Chinese restaurant up in like New Jersey that was skinning them rats? The pictures went around on email. It was actually rats that they were selling in the hood. Mm-hmm. P. piece of my chicken, southern fried chicken, finger licking. Everybody want a piece of my chicken, southern fried chicken, finger licking. I'm from Alabama. I know southern fried chicken, church chicken, Popeye, Kentucky Fried Chicken. Then right down there in Birmingham, downtown Birmingham, we had Green Acres Chicken. You get that chicken and it's sitting on some white bread and the grease soaking to the bread. They put a little hot sauce, some big thick french fries, and then the barbershop right next door. Right there downtown Birmingham, Green Acres Chicken. Check them out, dog. You hear me? Finger licking, honey. Finger licking. With a little red Kool-Aid, you can't top that. You can't top that.